What an awesome God we serve. Amen. Amen. Time to go to the Word of God. Time for the preaching of the Word. Amen. I asked one of our sons in the ministry, come on, Timothy Earl Jones. All right. Amen. Timothy. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo, don't y'all down me now. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. What an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Thank you. Giving honor to our bishop, our first lady. Giving honor to God, Jesus, head of my life. Woo. Mm. Praise God. Thank y'all for making it easy for me. Woo. Now see, I can work in this. I can work in this. Hallelujah. Woo. I can work in this now. Praise God. Praise God. I thank God for this opportunity that I can come and share the word of God with fellow believers and unbelievers, if there is some. Praise God. I pray that in Jesus' name, if there be any, that you won't leave like you came, in Jesus' name. Amen. Because I'm telling you, this word, it is so powerful. It changes lives. Set captives free. Whoo! Praise God. I'm telling you. Let me go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We come before your people. We come before you, Father. We thank you right now, Father, that you didn't leave me alone. But Father, I have Holy Spirit who is helping me right now. And I thank you right now, Father, that as we go into your word, we thank you right now for light being shined. We thank you right now, Father God, for yokes being destroyed, burdens being lifted, Father God. And we thank you, Father, for many people's lives being set free, changed, and delivered right now. Right now, Father, as your word goes forth, Father, ministering to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. I thank you, Father, that I decrease, that the greater one inside may increase. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. I tell y'all what, man, I'm telling you, God is doing some things. I'm telling you, he's doing some things. And I'm telling you, man, we just let God be God. And we just let God be God. I'm telling you, we just let God be God. Woo-wee. Take our hands out the way and just let God be God. I'm telling you, he will do some great miraculous things in your life. And I'm telling you, man, I told y'all this before. You know, God is blessing you to bless someone else. Why you think Jesus said, go out and make disciples? You know, because he wants to bless everybody. This word is for everybody. It ain't just for me. It's for everybody. Amen. Amen. I tell you what, we're going to dive right on into it. What an awesome testimony. Sister, you, woo, you bless me. Praise God. You bless me. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, if you will, open your Bibles to Psalm 119, verses 129 and 130. I want to say welcome to my mother, my sisters, my nephew. Thank y'all for coming out and supporting me. Praise God. Thank y'all so much. I love y'all. Woo. Praise God. Psalm 119. Let me get that myself. 119. And you know, I was talking to the Lord about this day, man. You know what I told him? You know, I said, you know what, Lord? If y'all will, just let me be Tim, okay? I ain't Bishop. I ain't Therese. I ain't First Lady. I ain't Tyrone. I'm Tim. So, I'm going to bring the message a little different than what they might bring it. I'm not Sister Lucy. I'm not Brother George. Just let me be Tim, okay? And let the Holy Spirit use me like he used me. Amen. I ain't trying to be nobody else. I'm just trying to be Tim. And I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Be Tim. That's it. I'm going to be Tim. Amen. It says, Psalm 119 in the New King James Version, it says, your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. The entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I said, Lord, that's me right there. I'm the simple. I'm the simple. And then my other scripture I'm going to be coming from is John, Gospel, chapter 1, starting with verse 1. John, Gospel, chapter 1, starting with verse 1. He says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I stopped right there for a minute. That tell me all I need to know. I need to be following God. If he was in the beginning, that tell me he knows everything and what went on. Everything. Anything and everything, God knows about it. Amen. Amen. And it says, all things. How many things?
All
things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and that life was light of me, was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Now skip down to verse 14. It says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Amen. I read y'all those two scriptures. I'm going to go back and I want to read you first. I'm going to read you John from the Message Bible. But my topic today will be walking in the light of his word. Walking in the light of his word. See, I can't tell y'all about what the word done for Miss Sam. I can't give a testimony for Bishop. I can't even give a testimony for Therese. But I can give you one for myself. And I can tell you, man, that night when the Lord Jesus came into my heart, and I really give it all to him. I'm talking about not holding nothing back. I began to see things differently. I began to worship God differently. I began to praise God differently. It's because of that word. I took time. You know what it says in Psalm 119? What it say? He said, your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. The entrance of your words gives light. Light came in.